This one is Anthony Foy, F-O-Y, 2360. This is a 65-year-old gentleman with history of hepatitis B, hepatitis C, hyperlipidemia, history of neuropathy, COPD, exacerbation of COPD. He got out of prison a year ago, has been in and out of the prison for 10 years, 10 times. Last time he was in prison was he was incarcerated for 10 years. He's single. He has 4 children, period. He's short of breath. He's weak. He knows his name, but he doesn't know. He's not oriented to a time or place. Family history, consistent with heart disease, congestive heart failure, lupus, and cancer. Patient used to work at for the city and an oil company in the past, has extensive history of ETOH and smoke abuse in the past. Allergy, non-vaccination, surgery, no recent surgery. Patient is on 2 liters of oxygen. With the 2 liters of oxygen, his O2 sat at 95%. His blood pressure, there was 191 over 114. He takes some kind of blood pressure medicine, which is not known to us. He's in a group home, and his sister has his medication, and she's going to bring him today. I explained to the caregiver that without his blood pressure, he's probably going to have a stroke, and he needs to go to the emergency room if the sister doesn't show up in the next hour or two, period. Other medications that they do have a list of, it includes prednisone 20 milligram a day, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 3 times a day, and some sort of blood pressure medications, which they don't know what it is, and the sister has the name because she just picked up some new ones. The caretaker tells me that he's very confused. He has frequent falls. He goes into other people's rooms, and needs to be redirected all the time. His to me, he knows his name but doesn't know anything else. He's very groggy. He has O2 in place. Heart pulses 1, pulses 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows a slight JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without lesion except for dryness. Assessment, 65-year-old gentleman with COPD, exacerbation of COPD, currently on and prednisone. Also has a history of hepatitis B / hepatitis C. He's been told he's not a candidate for any further treatment at this time, except to keep patient comfortable. Patient has a history of neuropathy on Neurontin, which is causing his pain. Patient also has hypertension, severe, that needs to get his medication under get his blood pressure under control. I understand those medications are coming to him right now, period. In the paragraph, I spoke to the caretaker at length regarding his blood pressure. If they don't show up in the next hour, they're going to have him transferred to LBJ for further evaluation, period. In the paragraph, history of ascites, mixed numbers, history of incarceration, where he most likely contracted both hepatitis B and chronic hepatitis C and has had hepatitis B in the past. Nixon's confusion. Nixon's did not know about his ammonia level, PT, PTT, his white count, and his INR at this time, but appears to be in no distress, and most likely with a high ammonia level at this time, related to his end-stage liver disease. Thank you.